welcoming you to ReachMahjong.com's podcast. And I just felt like saying hello like half a second earlier. Did you see how I did that? That was amazing. The music hadn't even started to diminish. Who else is with me?
I like it.
Who are you?
I like it when you're talking over the music, actually.
Ah,
I think you should do that more.
All right. We just had a little podcast meeting right there.
I'm Jen.
Jen, yes. And with us, as always, also is our producer, Troy.
I'm just practicing to be a producer.
Oh, really?
Because next week we're going to start the Japanese podcast.
You're being like silent partner over there?
I'm going to be next week the Japanese podcast. We're going to start a comedy podcast.
Ooh, go off.
Yep.
That should be happening in English too, except somebody's slacking big time.
Yeah, well, the Japanese one is going to be mahjong based, but mostly comedy. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Random note, by the way, since I always have to put these in, plastic flip-flops, like the all-plastic flip-flops, are no good if you've gotten used to the cloth flip-flops going in between your big toe and your next toe.
Oh, yeah.
You get blisters.
It's yeah.
Just, once you've gone cloth, you can never go back to
it. I'm already on to calluses, actually.
Calluses?
Yeah.
Calluses I'm for your
past,
flip-flops?
I'm past the blister phase.
Oh.
I toughed it out.
Summer is here.
Yep. I toughed it out, and now my feet are going through the callus phase. So.
Wow. I'm not enjoying the callus phase, or the plastic sticking and sort of chafing your skin phase. That's no fun at all.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back to the reefs, except there's no reefs in Japan. Where do you find reefs in Japan?
Oh, I bought, like, some cool Roxy flip-flops, and I bought them at the outlet shop, right? So then my dog, Luna, decided that those would be a tasty treat toy.
Wow.
So she just, completely demolished one of them. Well, it had, this, kind of wicker, I don't know, hemp lining around it.
Okay, I was going to say.
So she chewed it off.
That girl has no taste if she thinks what plastic is.
No, the hemp, there's a hemp lining around it. So she chewed that off. And it was still, intact. So I glued it on with, the model, the modeling glue?
Yes.
They use for plastic models and stuff, or car models or something. I don't know. I had that left from when my cousin used to live with me. So I glued it on and it worked. Until I wore them in the rain.
Wow, it's water-based glue.
I guess.
Glue
I don't know what it is, but it didn't work.
Whoops. All right, speaking of mahjong, how was your week of mahjong? Where have you
played? That's an awesome segue.
Yeah, it's me.
So proud
Mr.
of you.
Mr. Transition. Let's see, what went on this week? You did pretty well in the Pasali Cup, the Mahjong Fight Club Cup, the thing that we...
I thought I did awesome until we got the list.
Well, you're in the top 20, right?
Yeah, barely. Pros. I was the last one in the top 20.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was your final top score?
127.
127. So that was still a good, I got plus 81 for my top six games. So you beat the crap out of me. How did you do it? What did you do to
actually, score? I only got 5 first places out of 6 games.
Uh-huh. So you must have had a few really, really big ones in there then, huh?
I had a couple big ones, yeah. But the top score, the top scoring pro was 175.
175.
And the top, person
of
the whole thing was, 300 or something. It was insane.
That is totally ridiculous. I mean, when you think about that, that means the guy was averaging 60 points per game.
Yeah.
How often do you even get 60 points in one game?
Now, honestly, I don't even know how it really works.
I don't know how it works either.
How do they decide? How does the points get calculated?
It's, for the three-person mahjong, the points get calculated really strangely.
Yeah.
I think you get plus 5 for being top. It's either plus 5 or plus 2.5. And then it's not the difference between 25 and whatever you have, 25,000 or whatever you have. It's somewhere else, but...
Yeah, I don't get how the points were decided, so I just tried to win as much as possible.
Yeah.
I didn't know how it was calculated or anything, so I don't know how I would have... I didn't have any plan to beat my scores.
But the thing is, so this time, not a single one of the pros were in the top 300, right?
I don't know, I guess not.
The last time I checked, there weren't any in there. And when you look at the scores, so many scores, in huge scores... I can't imagine how they can get scores that big without collusion. It just doesn't seem possible. How do you average 60 points per game Or no, I guess that's 50 points per game. Huh? 306 games is 50 points per game. Still, yep. Average 50 points per game. Six games.
I think my biggest score for one game was something like 48 or something.
Yeah.
And so. I'm pretty sure I busted. I had like 70,000 points.
Uh-huh.
Is that possible?
Yeah, it is possible.
Yeah.
if you push somebody out at some point.
Yeah, so somebody, one person busted. Uh-huh. So that's 70-something.
Yeah, I don't know. Just the fact that somebody can put that many points together several games in a row, you have to think there are some times when people call each other up and say, okay, I'm going to join right now, and they, you know, you get a bunch of people to join at the same time so that then they can maybe get on the same table with each other and like funnel points to each other.
I don't know. Yeah, but it's not like 100% that they'll get together.
Yeah, it's, but you know, I'm just saying, like, maybe there are groups of people that say, let's all try to play at the same time.
Maybe. But I don't know if they have. I think most people playing those games don't have that many friends that are playing at the same time.
I don't know.
Do you like how I added the comment at the end?
Yes, that was good qualification there. But it was interesting to me because remember we had a Fight Club event on Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just to see, you know, it's a totally different sort of thing. But, you know, those guys, they all put their cards or they put their names in a box to be chosen to play with the pros.
Right.
And so we picked a couple guys, and then and we played the game. And then they said, okay, next people come up. And so we picked another couple guys, and then they called that name. They called that one name. And you could see that the guy that had just played was kind of like, oh. And they kept calling the name. And finally, he kind of gestured to the guy next to him. He's like, oh, just say that's you. And then he reached into his wallet and pulled out another card.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
So, you know, I mean, they obviously have little tricks to do things.
Well,
so
there's lots of people that have multiple cards. And there's
right.
Nothing like
and
that.
So he signed up all of his cards. To give himself the most chance to be able to play against one of the pros.
Right.
And then, you know, once he'd already been chosen twice, then he's just like, oh, I guess I'll give this chance to a buddy and just say this card is his.
Well, this event also, there weren't that many people there. When we had our event in Yokohama a few weeks ago, there were like 100 people, so.
Yeah, this seemed like a pretty small event. I was a little surprised that they.
Well, it wasn't on the website either, so there wasn't very much notification about it.
And so was the purpose of the event was actually to sign people up for Passaly?
Yeah, Passaly, which is like an electronic money system, which I don't really understand either.
But it seems like everybody these days is trying to get money into those electronic money systems just because I think it's more a thing of like if you have people that have money in your system, you have that money somewhere, and it's pulling in interest for you until they actually use it.
Right.
So, like, I was thinking about this in terms of, like, PokerStars the other day. Can you imagine how much money they have online just sitting there because people have money in their accounts? Think of the interest they're getting just not even charging rake.
I have no idea about that.
I would keep that. I would once you have that company private, like, why would you ever go public with a company like that to share that money? That's so much money. I can't imagine how much money they must have. Anyway, excuse me. My voice is all worked up because I have not been sleeping enough because I was working on this gall darn interview.
In Japanese. Who did you interview?
I interviewed Osanai Mami, who won the Tenku Mahjong tournament in March. As a result of that, she was chosen for the interview for this month, and it's kind of funny because that she won that tournament right in the middle of a huge long streak of not winning anything. She's like, yeah, I did bad in league last year. I'm doing bad in league this year. I didn't win. I lost right away in 10 steps tournament, and I lost right away in masters. The only thing I've done is Tenku. And then she attributed it to her mom. She had to give her mom all the credit because her mom prayed at the Kamidana? Is that what it is? I'm not sure what that is. Except that when she said it, I said Kaminara. Which would be like God farting. Anyway.
That was a good segue, too.
Yes. Speaking of the 10 Steps tournament, you have 10 Steps coming up this weekend, right?
Yes. Tomorrow-ish.
Tomorrow-ish. That's an interesting way of putting
it. Well, tomorrow and the day after tomorrow are both tomorrow-ish, they're pretty sure.
Yes. Since
the days are kind of blending together
lately.
They
are starting to blend together lately. There's way too much. It's part of the problem is the World Cup.
Yes.
The World Cup is definitely causing days to blur.
Yeah, well, we have to stay up. I went to watch the World Cup last week.
In with me?
Did you? No. On Monday, I went with the people from JPML.
After a Champions League.
Yeah, Hoey was there, Mr. Phoenix Cup himself, or Firebird
Goddess Cup.
Goddess Cup. Seto Kuma, he was there with his, counterpart, Masuda.
Are they counterparts now?
I don't think it's now. I think
they've always been?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know. If you ever read Seto Kuma's blog, he always talks about how Masuda, talks him into coming out when he doesn't want to.
I didn't know that.
That's exactly what happened at the World Cup, too, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure Seto Kuma did not plan on going out to the World Cup. And
interesting.
Masuda was like, yeah, you're coming. Which is funny, because Seto Kuma is way above Masuda in the hierarchy of things, but...
Yeah, in every respect.
Yeah. And Fujiwara was there.
Oh, yeah. He's always fun to talk to. Never know what crazy stuff is going to come out of that.
Especially when he's drinking. Oh, my God. And then, so he had a few drinks, and on the way home, he was bringing back memories about when we used to go to a study session with Fujiwara Moriyama, you and I.
Uh-huh.
And it was all girls from JPML.
Except
and you
for
and
me.
Yeah. and I wasn't in JPML. Neither of us were in
true.
JPML
we were
yet.
Still
it was before.
To get
yeah.
In.
And it was a secret, but then Izumi let it out on some comic books. But anyway, so he brought back memories of that and he said, "Remember Jen, that one time you cried?" And it's like, "Yeah, I know because And I was bringing that up, too, because it was kind of, a little bit awkward for a couple times there after that. And but now we're actually pretty good friends, and we help each other. And he's like, "And if you have anything you want to say about the 10T or anything, just come to me, and you can talk to me about it. And I don't know if we can fix it or not, but you can talk to me about it." So just so you know, that offer is on the table. And
sure wish I had spoken a little bit more eloquently.
Yes.
When I had my chance to talk to
a little bit
them.
More, even just a little bit more diplomatically would have been nice. But anyway, so we watched the World Cup and Japan won, and it was awesome. It was really fun.
It was fun to watch the World Cup because they won.
Yeah.
It would have been such a downer. But I happened to be working at the Black Lion that night, and it was pretty packed in there. And it was really funny, too, at the beginning of the game. You're kind of like, wow, this is... It was so different from the America-England game the night before. You come in there, and it's a bunch of Americans and English guys, and they don't really know each other, but, there's a lot of bustle, people talking. The Japanese game starts, dead silence.
I know.
The whole Black Lion was just dead quiet, and you're just like, whoa, dude, fun. You guys are fun.
Well, we went to a sports bar, and they made a reservation at the sports bar, so we had, this table in front of the big screen. And... At first, that's exactly what happened, and it made me realize that, when I watch sports, I'm used to watching with Americans, right?
Right.
So we yell at the screen.
Yeah.
Yell at each other, whatever, right? And I realized that there's a lot of things that I have started to say in Japanese just naturally. If something hurts, I don't say, ow, I say, itai, there's lots of things. If I, am confused about something, I don't say, huh, I say, are?
Yeah.
There's a lot of...
Yes,
little phrases that
I do. I remember when I first came to Japan and thought I will never know Japanese well enough that will be my first reaction, and then it happens, and you're like, oh wow, I'm now nothing because I'm not really Japanese, but I'm not really American anymore either.
So I always say are, and I noticed that the other day, but then I noticed that when I watch sports, I am still American because I'm watching and I'm like, he totally grabbed him, and are like. Like, what, that's not a foul, or, oh, God, he's offsides, or, the whole time, and I was yelling this to myself, yes, and everyone else is watching quietly, but then when they started to get, Uchikawa, he is a sports fanatic, a soccer fanatic, so he was, our resident expert.
He is the guy in our league who usually sets up the futsal.
Oh, really,
Action.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so he was like very analytical with every little thing that happened. And one guy got a yellow card actually from Cameroon, and when we were watching that, he said, "Oh, that should not be a yellow card." And we watched the replay, and he's right; it should not be a yellow card. Like his foot, that was the one time where actually he was just going for the ball, and his leg got in the other way of the other, got in the way of the Japanese player, and he didn't like touch him with his hands. Nothing. It was it was really kind of extreme, but. So every time Fujiwara was just like watching, he didn't seem to know very much about soccer. So every time something happened, he'd look at Uchi and be like, "So, how about that? How about that?"
What goofballs.
And Uchi would have this serious look on his face, like, so, and the, about all the players too. And Uchi's like, "Oh, they got to put this guy in now." And like, "Why? He's going to come. Why didn't they put him on the right side when he came back in?" So it was really fun to watch. Like, after they got into a little bit, everybody started getting excited, and especially when they scored the goal, and there was another big group at the table next to us, and so we were all high-fiving each other, and
it was really fun. It is fun to watch things with people who know a little bit more about it, because then it makes the game a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
You get to see a little, get a little more insight into
I just remember my favorite, because they asked me, like, of course, there's always somebody who asks, like, "So which team do you root for in the World Cup? Do you work for America or Japan?" And like, well, both. And then and Uchi, he was the first one. He's like, "Well, of course she's gonna root for Japan when Japan's playing, like, you know,
it's obvious, right?"
Yeah, like, and then you know, if they play against each other, maybe she'll get confused. It'll and like, exactly.
It'll be like, "God, now I don't know what to do."
Yeah, exactly. So, but my favorite memory from that night is like, because Masuda, I just started talking to Masuda recently. I mean, I've been at the same table as him before and stuff like that, but I never really talked. I didn't even know his name for a while. And like after Japan won and the game was over, and he had like had his hands up in the air and like to me to give like two high fives, and I was like, "Oh man, I'm
fun,
so
yes.
glad to be part of JPML," kind of thing. Like, it's good to have that group. Yeah.
My favorite memory from the World Cup so far is just seeing the headline in the paper. You saw the New York Post headline?
Yes, I saw it because they dropped me off at the Black Lion after we were done watching the game.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes. In case you did not see the headline, listeners out there, it's the headline for the New York Post after America tied with England 1-1. Headline on the New York Post was, "America wins 1-1.
Yeah, they put the score in the headline, too.
With win. Oh, God, that was classic. And so that will soon be framed and posted in the Black Lion for the benefit of all the British customers coming into the bar.
Awesome.
Speaking of Champions League, which you were at until you went to the World Cup.
Right.
How did you do this last weekend? It looks like you must have done pretty well. No?
Yeah, I got plus 50-something, 57,
59. Very nice.
High 50s. It was high 50s.
High 50s, yes. That gives you a total of 69 points, putting you in ninth place.
69 even?
69 something or other.
Oh, okay.
But you're in ninth place. I think you've only played two sessions so far.
I still have plenty of chances to lose.
Yes. And make sure that you'll be in Macau for...
What will you do
if you qualify for the final round of Champions League? What do you think you're going
to
do?
Well, my plan is to play the main event no matter what. Uh-huh. So I guess I would play in the morning. And if I lose, I could jet back to Japan. And if I win, I would stay for the World Series. That's one option.
So then, actually, the finals for the Reach event will be still on Thursday. We won't be having that Friday morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if I win the Reach event, then obviously I'll stay to play that. And if I then I'd play the event in the afternoon, and then not go to back for Champions. But I don't know. I mean, it's not a problem yet. So.
Right. yeah, somebody who thought he was going to have that sort of problem, Kondo, has not ruined his chances yet. He had two kind of rough sessions to bring him down to only plus 30, but he was acting like he was already out of it.
Yeah.
He's in 29th place still. So. I mean, it's true that a lot of people have still only played two and three sessions, so you know, the border will probably go up from here. It'll probably
is he finished? He played all five.
He has one more session.
Okay.
So it probably will go up from it's at about 30 right now. It'll probably go up from there.
Yeah, I think they were talking how it would be about 50 or so.
That's usually where it tends to be. Although there's a field of 97 this time. It's a pretty big Champions League.
Yeah, actually, now we were saying before about how the the people that haven't joined JPML yet, but they're studying to possibly join JPML,
how are they allowed to play?
I actually found out it's a requirement for them to play in Champions League.
Oh.
So there's a lot of them in there this time.
I see. Yeah. One other, well, a couple other. Yamai and Seto Kuma are both close to the border at the moment. And Garth has a 7.8, which puts me in 45th place. I'm not really a contender at the moment.
How many sessions do you have?
Just two so far.
Oh, yeah.
And since I love to talk about me, I also played in Special League this this week. The current leader of Special League is at 200 points after four sessions.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's... and then the next players after him are all grouped around in the 60s. Mm-hmm. So he's looking pretty solid for taking first place in Special League at the moment. You know, of course, there are still another four sessions where he could just go in exactly the opposite direction.
Right.
And if for some reason in Special League, we do often have really big swings.
Yeah, I had about 70 around that time last time.
Really?
Yeah.
I had 90 after two sessions, and then blam, down to zero, and then on the seventh session, blam, right back up to like 150, you know? Yeah. So it's like, if for some reason in those sessions, I guess it's, you know, they are players who won or did well in something before. So they're players that are kind of explosive in nature.
Mm.
So there are going to be really explosive scores in there.
Right.
Our buddy Kamimura is in fourth place with 61, but both he and the first place player are minus in normal league, which means that even if they do manage to get winning spots in special league, their result will not count for them to move up. They will only win... yen.
How are you doing in Special League?
I am currently in 11th. I had a rough Saturday where, especially the second game on Saturday, just nothing was going to work right for me.
Mm.
It started in the first hand of that game. I was the first dealer, and the guy to my left pawned the north, so he had one north, and right as he did that, the next tile I drew, I was kind of like, ooh, I don't like this tile. It just didn't feel like a safe tile, but it was nothing like it was the nine of bamboos. And I felt like, you know, I should just give this hand up, but it was my turn as dealer, and it's like, you know, I just did okay in the first game. Why am I going to give this hand up just because I drew a nine of bamboos?
Right.
I throw it. He has north and two Dora, two lucky dragons, so that's 3,900. Blam, that just started me on a huge downward spiral the whole game. Like, next hand, I threw 5,200 to him. Next hand, I don't think I threw anything. Next hand, his hand is dealer, I threw another 7,700 to him. By the end of the game, I was at, like, second to last hand of the game, I got plus 8,000. Woohoo! I thought, all right, I'm back in it. I could get something. And then... the second to last hand of the game, because actually it was that dealer again.
Right.
I had eight, one, nine, and letter tiles. So I couldn't do the nine letter tiles draw thing. But I started to go for 13 orphans anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tenpai. I was waiting for the nine of dots and the green dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the last two tiles I needed to make myself ready for 13 orphans.
Right.
And the 11th draw.
Mm-hmm.
The guy across from me drops the first green dragon that hits the table. I think, oh god, there goes the first one. But I was glad because nobody pwned it, so that means okay, there's still three out there. Next draw, he drops it again. He drops another one. It's like from his hand. It's like, oh no, I just missed it. The next draw is the dealer. He reaches, and the next draw I draw the nine of dots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god! I just missed his. I just missed that by one tile.
Right.
And the thing is, of course, the next tile I throw is not safe for the dealer's reach. So then everybody's looking at me like, oh, what is that guy doing?
Aww.
And then they look at my tiles and I'm like, oh my god, that kind of looks Kokchi-ish, 13 orphans-ish.
Right.
And so then nobody threw Hatsu after that, and of course I ended up throwing another 7,700 points to the dealer. It was just like, oh God, what a cluster.
Yes.
It was so annoying. And I talked to them afterwards, and the guy was seriously, he was like, oh yeah, I had no idea you were going for 13 orphans. I was like, oh yeah, that's the kind of mahjong I just love to lose to. You know, just some Nimrod doing, just totally lucky on timing because he, you know, decided to get rid of these tiles then for no reason at all. So I had a rough Saturday, but I did bounce back a little bit on Sunday to bring myself to a -4, although a total absolute idiot. I was late on Sunday.
Oh, really?
I was playing the Pasoli Cup in Shinjuku, and then I did not make it to league in time. I was maybe 15 seconds late. I rushed in there. I could hear at the bottom of the stairs. I could hear Fujiwara starting the announcement. Well, I guess Garth's late. And so then I'm rushing up the stairs, and I get to the top of the stairs, like, oh, okay, all right, so you're fifth. I was on a table of five.
Right.
So like you're the fifth player, so you're sitting out this round. It's like, oh God. And then he's like, and you're late, so it's -5 points. Oh man, that was annoying. especially because if their clocks were on the same time as the Fight Club clocks, I would have been on time. And I pointed this out. Whoa, that's my buddy Damon calling.
Damon, he doesn't know that you're up. In a podcast.
Why would he not know that?
Right.
What a jerk. Damon working his way into the podcast in whatever way he can. So yeah, that was my weekend. Was two sessions of Special League where I was had a big down and then a moderately okay up. I am doing at least positive in normal league at the moment. So if I can get my act together and improve my standing a little bit, I could benefit a little bit from my participation in Special League.
I had done North Kanto this weekend.
You have North Kanto this weekend?
I had it.
You had it? Oh, okay. How did that go?
On Sunday. Crappy.
Crappy. Oh. You seemed so excited to talk about it, and then it's just crappy.
Yeah, what? It's just crappy.
any notable events from it, or
anything? I was at Fujisaki's table.
Uh-huh.
For the... I don't remember if it was for the pro one or the pro amateur one, but he is so... It's so funny to play with him. He's very, very confident. So he won like 3 games in a row.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it was for the pro amateur one, because on the pro amateur one, if you get last place, you have to pay a 500 yen penalty. So for the first 3 games, he took first place, all of them. And each of us, the other three of us, had each taken last place one time.
Oh, wow.
So we're playing, and he's like, okay, so who am I going to make pay 1,000 yen? And so I was like, oh, come on, everybody, we have to make him last place. He has to pay the 500. And,
you don't gang up on him.
Yeah, in the end, I think it was me that took last place.
Oh, goodness.
But it was fun, because North Kanto is always fun. And then we had a makeup session the next day, right before Champions. So I had two doubleheaders. I played 16 A-roll games in 2 days.
Wow, that is a lot of games.
It was good practice for 10-tier tournament this weekend.
Yes, where you might have to play that many games.
Huh? Yeah, it's not very likely, but I just might.
Wow, well, good luck. Do you have any strategy ideas as you're going into it?
My strategy is to not have any strategy.
That's an interesting strategy.
It's just another day of mahjong. There's no... I don't feel really excited about it. I mean, I feel excited that I made it to this level, but I don't want to get excited about the event itself.
Right.
So I'm basically just trying not to think about it.
that's not a bad strategy.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I'll get up and get a good night of sleep tomorrow and then get up and play. And just hope that I make it to Taki's table in the 6th level. Because he's really cute.
Yes, I... He is adorable, isn't he? So let's see. That's me talking again forever. Let's see, do we have any house... cleaning issues, stuff coming up besides the 10-year...
New Japanese site is coming.
New Japanese
in a couple
site.
Days. All in right. A couple days. With that will come the new Japanese podcast. The ReachMahjong.com Cup is going to be on June 27th.
Sounds exciting. exciting.
In yes. Tokyo. We're still playing a Mahjong Club. Come join us. Sign up through on the link on reachmahjong.com.
Very nice, very nice.
I think that's it.
Now that I finally have my article written, maybe I can finally find some time to go do some stuff.
Yeah.
I have been slacking.
Also, remember, if you're listening to this on the website, you can download. You can also download us on iTunes. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, you can also stream from the website if you would like.
All right.
So it's two ways to get to
two
the podcast.
Good points to get to the podcast. All right. As always, if you would like to get in touch with us, I am Garth, E-G-A-R-T-H-E, at reachmahjong.com. And your address is?
Jen, J-E-N-N, at reachmahjong.com.
Drop us a line and tell us what you think about anything.
Yeah, about the World Cup. The World Cup's going on.
Yes.
We should talk about that a little
bit. We like opinions, because we have opinions, and we will test our opinions against anybody else's opinions.
And in case you didn't get it from our talk, we're rooting for Japan
and America.
America,
all at the same time.
Yeah. And also Brazil.
And Brazil? We're rooting for Brazil also.
I am.
I do like just watching. They are an exciting team to watch.
Yeah, they're really fun to watch. Even when they're not playing, they're fun to watch because they're just, like, always partying.
Yeah, they're just having fun. They're out there having a good time.
Even when they're at the airport, they're, like, singing and dancing, and it's pretty awesome.
Yes, that would be another fun team to
Ronaldinho on the bongos or something. I don't know. I'm sure I just, like, culturally offended somebody there. But
really? Why? He
I don't know.
The bongos.
Is that what they're called?
Oh, well, they are African drums, yes. But, yes. So I guess, you know, us uneducated white folk might just call them bongos, not knowing what they are.
Right. There's some drum that he was playing at the airport once I saw on Japanese news, so I don't know.
It's true. I guess bongos are a South American thing, I think.
Well, aren't they from South America?
Yes. See? I knew what I was talking about.
So they could be bongos, but I'm just not sure. So I don't know if I offended someone.
But the thing is, I heard them described to me as African drums, which is why I don't think. But anyway, I'm not really any more knowledgeable on this than you.
Obviously.
I have
just I assume.
Slightly more hearsay than you do. All right, that about wraps it up. I am headed off to our study session, and I'm going to play a little more Mahjong tonight.
Stop flapping papers.
Sorry, yes.
I'm headed off to get drinks, probably with Troy or somebody. Troy's shaking his head.
Good ideas. They're
somebody
good ideas.
Somebody will
all
be getting drinks with me
yes.
very soon. Yes.
All right. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.
お兄さんまたそれ論やわごめんやで